people keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Well, some people keep potatoes in the bank, in the ground, in the bank. Keep them in the ground in the bank.
What's a bank?
Dirt. A pie with a stove down the ground and build up the dirt around it. And have to build up around and put a tub on top of it so it won't rain in there and keep the taste there.
Say if you had a big area of cotton planted, you'd say the cotton grows out in the, you call it the cotton, what?
Cotton field.
What would you call something smaller than a field?
Well, that's your small field.
Say if you had a little, some potatoes planted, you might call that a potato.
Potato patch.
How big would a patch be?
Oh, as big as you want it. Big as you want, big as your place is.
Uh-huh. No special size?
That's right. That's right.
When you're plowing, you know, the trenches sort of that the plow cuts, that's called the... When you're plowing, the plow... cuts out a kind of a ditch.
Oh, yeah.
You call that a...
You're waking them then.
Uh-huh. What do you call that kind of ditch that the plow cuts?
What do you call that, you? Oh, well, just be plowing around at your plow. You want it plowing, you have your plow on.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear burrs?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Put a full round are you talking about? Round your cotton.
Uh-huh. What, when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, you see them getting that foot and going on.
Do you ever hear of a saddle horse or lead horse? What is that?
Well, you lead horse.
If you're plowing with two horses, which one is the lead?
And then, because all of them got to be together. Not now. Both of them be flying right. Then now leading them. Well, it's four. If you have four to a wagon, well, it have two to lead them, because that lead one ahead of them other two.
Uh-huh.
Well, them two ahead, them leader.
What do you call the other two?
Yes, mules, horses, or whatever. Uh-huh.
They're not the lead horses, do
you? No.
What would you carry food to the hogs in?
Sometimes I carry them in a basket, sack.
Did you ever hear about leaving something in the kitchen and pouring all the table scraps into it and then taking that out?
That's a lot. That's a lot for your hold.
What do you carry it out in?
A bucket. Slop bucket. When you put them in the house, call them slop bucket.
Something you wanted to put some flowers in the house. You keep
them in a flower pot.
What about if you cut the flowers?
You might
put them in a something kind of fancy. You put water in it, put the flowers in it.
Flower pot.
And
do
you ever hear of a vase or a box?
Hmm?
What would you call that?
With the flowering, I call it a flower pot.
Okay. And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you give everybody a...
Give everybody something to eat?
Well, next to the plate, you give everyone a...
Fork?
What else?
A towel, soap.
What if you had to press something?
Oh, knife.
And if you had to cough?